This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh, it certainly is. Good evening. Hello. Thank you for being here. Thanks for coming along and joining in and being part once again of the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding environs, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world. And it's going to be another fantastic show tonight, the 29th of August, 2 hours of quite literal fun and ridiculousness and interactivity. That's what I'm looking forward to. Hopefully you are as well. I'll share with you, as ever, the themes of the day, the ridiculous holidays that occur on this day. We'll have some celebrity birthdays a bit later on as well. Our roving reporter really getting into the nitty-gritty of one of the big issues of the week. And as well, we'll have a big fake interview in about an hour's time with one Dua Lipa. Something very exciting to look forward to. Prediction Master's back, licking his wounds once again after last week. He's still made more incorrect predictions than correct predictions, but we'll come to that later on in the show. And there will be an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. So why is that? Well, I am going to tell you about the themes. Many of you have been involved on social media as ever and suggested tracks that fit in with the theme of the day. Thank you so much to everyone that's done that. But I just wanted to get us started with one tongue-in-cheek track to kind of acknowledge one of the major news stories of the week. In fact, our roving reporter Scott Fish is going to look in greater detail at this as well. Of course, England were unlucky to be defeated in the Women's World Cup final by Spain. A euphoric time for Spain. The last thing you want with your nation victorious and just wanting to enjoy the celebrations is some kind of controversy to surround them. Cue the head of the Spanish Football Association. With that gesture to one of the players, was it acceptable? Is it all blown out of proportion? Here's a track to get us going. Calvin Harris and the subject of my big fake interview, Dua Lipa.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need.
Thank you. need your company tonight.
Phoenix FM.
One kiss is indeed all it takes to cause a worldwide media controversy. Luis Rubiales, president of the Spanish FA, Jenny Hermoso, Spanish footballer. Ironically, she'd missed a penalty in that final, but Spain went on to win anyway, 1-0 against England. Was it entirely inappropriate? Some form of misogyny and sexual assault? Was it getting caught up in the euphoria of the moment with someone he already had a history of sort of friendship with? Nothing sort of attractiveness-wise, as far as I'm aware. But is it acceptable on a world stage when there's cameras on you? You know, it's all awkward, isn't it? I don't want to pass comment too much. If I'm going to pass comment, I say I don't think he should have done it. I don't think there was as much harm involved in it as everybody seems to be making out. But anyway, if she felt threatened or unhappy with what went on, it shouldn't have happened, definitely. If it was non-consensual, there you go. But, you know, many people don't often come up to you and kiss you. And ask for consent first. You know, I'm going to kiss you now. Anyway, that reminds me of a TV programme my wife and I laugh about. Anyway, right, it's the 29th of August. It's fabulous, unless you've been trying to catch a flight somewhere in the UK in the last few days. Oh dear, what on earth has gone wrong with air traffic control? Well, we're celebrating, if that's the right word. Obviously not if you've been affected by it. We're very sorry for you, but we're relating to that, shall we say, musically throughout the show, because many people on social media have suggested tracks that link to the world of flying in some way or another. I've done that because, let's be honest, the official ridiculous holidays are quite limited today. Yes, indeed. For instance, did you know the 29th of August is Lemon Juice Day? It's also National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day. I'll explain about sarcoidosis a bit later on in the show, because I can't imagine there's too many people that have instantly gone, oh yes, I'm familiar with that. But just when you thought those holidays were bizarre, of course, the 29th of August, who could forget this one? National Swiss Wine Growers Day. Sorry, what? We recognise that, do we? National Swiss Wine Growers Day. If they recognise it in Switzerland, fair enough. Why do we recognise it here? I'm annoyed. And I'm also annoyed by the fact that all throughout August, apparently, it's National Eat Dessert First Month. Oh, to Eat Dessert First Month? What? No! Many people like a savoury item and then something sweet to finish their eating moment. Is that what it's known as, an eating moment? It is now. No, apparently all throughout August you should be having dessert first. What? Why is that a thing? I'm ranting now, I'm getting annoyed. I do a podcast with my friend Martin Hill called Feud for Thought. Search it wherever you get your podcasts. Our newest episode is available. We had a good old rant in our latest episode about things that bother us. Crikey, there were quite a few. Yes, Feud for Thought. Search that wherever you find podcasts. Feud for Thought. Highly recommended by everyone on the show that goes like this. Oh, yes. Right. Let's get another track on. So much to look forward to. Celebrity birthdays, Scott Fish, big fake interview, prediction master, intense debate. I'll tell you early doors after this next track, so you get as long as possible to vote on it. At Ben Sim Radio if you want a sneak preview. In the meantime, thanks to Laden Tunchai and Chris Grantham. I believe they don't know each other, but they both suggested One Day I'll Fly Away. We don't have Randy Crawford, here's Patti Boulay.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Patti Boulay with One Day I'll Fly Away. Thanks to Chris and Leden who requested that one. Fabulous. Now, I did say early on I would let you know about the intense debate that will be raging across the Twitterverse, and this is the last time until anything official happens changing the web domain or anything like that. The last time I say, also known as X. As far as I'm concerned, it's Twitter. Yes, the icon's changed to an X, but it's still on twitter.com, hence it's Twitter. How long until it becomes X.com? I suggest there's some negotiating going on for some kind of domain that someone owns, and possibly adult domain that we can't really dwell on this programme too much, and someone's being asked to pay fortunes for it. But anyway, regardless of that, yes, it's time for the intense debate. A lot of tonight's show is going to discuss the difficult topics of the week. Rubiales, Hermoso, Spain's Women's World Cup win, the inappropriate gesture. I've had people messaging in already and saying she looked happy after the incident had happened. She didn't look like it was unexpected. She didn't look outraged by it. No, indeed. Well, only her and him know how both of them felt at the time, if there was any awkwardness whatsoever. If they're all reacting to the aftermath and everybody else's reactions, there we go. Anyway, yes, so Rubiales is controversial at the moment. Scott Fish is in Spain for us and will be reporting back in about 12 minutes' time. Really getting down to the nitty-gritty of the issue. I'll be looking forward to hearing from him and speaking to him very, very shortly. He's had his issues over the last few weeks, Scott Fish, but I've got every confidence in him tonight. So, the intense debate we would like you to vote on simply asks on the Twitterverse, should Rubiales resign? Just a yes or no answer. Oh yes, it'll be intense until just before 8 o'clock when I reveal the final result of those people that have responded to the poll. So yes, apologies if you've been watching our video feed. I believe it just disconnected and reconnected itself. May have been some kind of internet issue here at our end. It's nothing to do with you, but it should be back on and available again any second. So yes, should Rubiales resign? Yes or no? If you've not heard anything about this, where the heck have you been? Basically, the president of the Spanish Football Association was part of the party greeting the players officially at the end of the World Cup final, and hugged one of Spain's female footballers and then put his hands on her face and kissed her on the lips. And many people said that was inappropriate for someone in his position to do. He said he knew her beforehand. They'd been friends. It was just a euphoric gesture. He was caught up in the moment and she didn't have a problem with it. She subsequently said she had a problem with it. Although people are commenting straight away afterwards, she was smiling, didn't look upset by anything that had happened. So that's the controversy. Many people have now blown this really, really, I don't want to say out of proportion, but it's become a massive, massive worldwide issue about misogyny, about sexism, about whether it's appropriate. And I do think, had it happened the other way around, if it had been a female delegate or executive in some kind of football association kissing a male footballer, it would be thought of as equally strange, equally bizarre. So, yeah, regardless of whether you know someone and have a relationship with them, it's about what it portrays to the rest of the world watching. And although, can't you just say it was a happy gesture? I know, I'm arguing with myself now. Well, it's for you to decide. Should Rubiales resign? Yes or no? In the early running of votes, 66% saying yes, 34% saying no. Plenty of time still to get those votes in, though. About 90 minutes of voting is left, hence me mentioning it early on in the show. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and then you simply will find that poll at the top of the profile. At Ben Sim Radio, you will see a poll asking, should Rubiales resign? Yes or no? Single click or tap to cast your vote. Get on with it. Give it a retweet as well so more people see it, more people can get involved. Fabulous. Let's have some more music, shall we? Shall we have something suggested by Nigel Hake in the run-up to the show? Absolutely, sir. Pretty fly for a white guy. You've caught me out. It's a tongue twister. Thanks, Nigel. I'm going to always hold that against you. Here are the Offspring.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard dressed to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate, cause he's a player straight. And maybe you know he really doesn't get it anyway. He's gotta play the field, he's gotta keep it. jeans, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the Joker.
Cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
So don't debate, 'cause he's a player straight. And man, and you know he really doesn't get it anyway. He's gonna play the field, he's gonna keep it real. But not for you, no way, for you, no way. So if you don't rate, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on regulate. The world needs wannabes, the world loves him.
Phoenix FM.
The Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. I managed to get it right eventually. Shame I didn't do it when it mattered first time of asking. Anyway, thanks to Nigel for suggesting. Thanks to everyone who suggested tracks in the run-up to tonight's show. As ever, truly fabulous of you to get involved. It's Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can go on Instagram as well, but I'm not going to bother. There's too many things, aren't there? Oh, I must get in touch on all social media. I'm going on Threads as well. No, I'm not. Anyway, hope your Tuesday's treating you well. If you've missed the early part of the show, you haven't heard that it's Lemon Juice Day today, and you haven't heard it's National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day today. You also haven't heard it's National Swiss Wine Growers Day. And who could forget, National Eat Dessert First Month occurs all throughout August. Almost preposterous, but there we go. Well, there remains time for me to introduce one track. We'll have one track, and then, excitingly, we're going to go over to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, who will tell us more about the controversy that is gripping the world at the moment. Rubiales, Hermoso, Spanish Football Association, Women's World Cup final, euphoric moment, and it's all gone wrong for Spain in the wake of what occurred there. Scott Fish will tell us more after Lenny Kravitz helps us fly away. Thanks to Ellie from Beckles. Good suggestion, Ellie. This is one of the most ironic tracks celebrating the air traffic control problems of the last couple of days, because many people would have liked to fly away and weren't able to. You can console yourself with the grunginess of Lenny.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, Lenny wants to get away, and there are some high-ranking officials in the Spanish Football Association that may want to get away from it all after the media frenzy of the last few days. It's time to go over to our roving reporter.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, here we are once again, and I'm delighted to speak to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, who this week we have sent to Spain in the wake of the controversy surrounding the Women's World Cup final win for the Spanish female team and all the euphoria that should have been surrounding it being overshadowed by the kiss, of course, from the president of the Spanish FA. Scott Fish is in Spain reporting back to us. Scott, how are you doing?
Hola, Ben! Hello!
Oh, getting into the culture then.
That's right, yeah. I've been here for over a week now, and I know several Spanish words. There's por favor, there's café au lait, and there's also a couple of other words that I've learned as well. So I'm very pleased with how it's going.
Well done for picking up some of the lingo then, Scott. But most importantly, have you managed to get any hard-hitting interviews? I mean, this has really become a huge event now, hasn't it, with Rubiales being suspended by FIFA, him adamant that he's done nothing wrong, Hermoso and the Spanish team obviously all rallying round and saying it's a terrible thing that's happened. What do you make of it, Scott?
Oh, Ben, I did exactly what you asked!
Hey! Hang on. You haven't gone to the wrong place and you've actually talked to some of the people involved in this incident.
I'm in Spain. I've been interviewing people involved in the incident about the Rubiales incident.
Wow.
I've spent the entire week doing it. Brilliant!
Scott, can I just say, I'm proud of you. Finally, we're making some headway.
I spent so much time going over your written instructions, your verbal instructions, the ones that you posted to me, that you even drew me a diagram.
Yeah, I did.
And there's been no misunderstanding whatsoever, Ben. So I've had a lovely week sort of really researching this situation, finding out what people think. And I think there's a lot of interesting stuff you're really going to like.
Right then, Scott, let's dial down into the nitty-gritty of it. I mean, Jenny Hermoso is distraught. Luis Rubiales is adamant that he's not resigning. He's been suspended. His mother's gone on hunger strike. People all over the world getting involved in this. So what can you tell us, Scott? What have you found out?
So, Ben, obviously, you know that this was a moment of high euphoria. Spain had just won the World Cup. Rubiales was very excited. And perhaps, while clearly an inappropriate act, he was overcome with emotion. So to really, really get into the nitty-gritty of the situation, I've been going around Spain, grabbing people by the face and kissing them on the lips. And let me tell you, Ben, I have found a lot of different reactions. Wow. People on the ground react very, very violently to kissing.
Right.
Violently happy, violently sad, violently violent. It is quite dramatic, some of the reactions we've had from when I force myself onto their lips.
Right. I mean, I'm glad that you've gone to the right place and spoken to some of the people involved. I don't know how appropriate it is. I don't think we should be advocating anyone going and recreating that incident with other people.
We don't advocate it, Ben. We don't advocate it. But this is hard-hitting journalism. And so I'm doing it for the sake of journalism. And people can't really give their opinions on the kiss until they've had their face locked into my lips.
Yeah, fair enough, Scott. But let me just ask just a quick question. What percentage of all the people that you've kissed have been beautiful women?
Oh, Ben, you know me. I'm quite the ladies' man. Literally over 12% have been beautiful women. And I tell you what, some of them have been able to play football, which, you know, is quite amazing, really. I didn't know girls could do that.
Yeah, good. Well done for not getting caught up in the misogyny of this, which
no,
is excellent.
Exactly. Mm. And, do you know, I thought there was really only one way to get to the heart of this issue, Ben. So I spent a lot of time negotiating with the Spanish Football Association. And I did get a few minutes alone with Rubiales myself. And let me tell you, he is a fantastic kisser. I don't know what that Spanish football player was worried about, because he has got the tongue of an electric eel.
Right. You seem to be insinuating you've kissed Rubiales. I can't believe, in the wake of the events that have gone on and the furore that surrounded him, he's prepared to kiss someone else on the lips in the name of research.
He wasn't prepared at the start, but I really did clamp down hard on his face. He did not get an option. And after a few hours of struggling, he sort of settled down and really, really just enjoyed it.
A few hours of struggling? That's a lot of struggle.
It was most of the morning, yeah.
Well, what are the general reactions when you've done this? I would guess most people with a strange Englishman coming up to them and forcibly kissing them are unhappy about it, aren't they?
Yeah, largely the response has been negative, I would say. There have been a few people who were indifferent about it, a couple of people who were quite nauseous, and one who's asked me out for dinner.
By any chance, was that one of the 12% of beautiful women?
No, that was Rubiales, actually.
Right, yeah. Okay.
He's taken me to a fantastic paella restaurant, yeah.
What, you are going with him?
Well, exactly, he's paying, why wouldn't I?
Right, okay, we're going to have to sort of bring this to a close fairly soon. Have you managed to speak to any sort of public figures or celebrities about this during your time in Spain?
I thought it was best, because given the situation, probably not to speak to anybody, just grab their face within my firm hands and lock lips as quickly and as passionately as I could.
Right, so basically you've gone round just kissing people and not saying anything to them before or afterwards?
If I can avoid it, obviously sometimes I've had to say, no, stop, put that back, I need it. And also, it is my right to a phone call. But mostly, I don't say anything at all.
Right, Scott, I'm amazed, bemused, confused, excited, definitely not aroused, which is probably appropriate. And
which is funny, because that is really, you've just summed up the reaction of the Spanish people to my hard-hitting investigation.
Yeah, well done for actually doing what was asked of you.
My pleasure, Ben. Let me tell you that not only was it part of my job, it was also my utter pleasure.
Scott Fish, I'm not quite sure what to make of it. As ever, you're a legend. Thank you for getting involved in what you've done. Any final words before we let you go back to the people of Spain?
Donkeys don't like if you kiss them either.
Scott Fish, thank you very much.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in Scott Fisher's interview there, you can message me on Facebook, Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons Radio, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Let's all head to the danger zone. Scott's already there.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone, of course. Thanks, as ever, to Scott Fish for his roving reporting out in Spain there, allegedly getting to grips with Ruby Arles himself. Thank you, Scott. We'll give you a new assignment for next week. That's wonderful. You can catch more of Scott Fish around about 6:30 every Tuesday on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. He gets himself into scrapes, doesn't he? Anyway, before that, I did tell you that there are various holidays that occur on the 29th of August. Lemon Juice Day, National Swiss Wine Growers Day, somehow. All throughout August, it's National Eat Dessert First Month. And then I did say I would elaborate on the fact that it is also National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day. And many of you may be saying, what's sarcoidosis? So, here we go. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. Sarcoidosis is exhibited by a growth of a collection of inflammatory cells known as granulomas somewhere in the body, usually the lungs or lymph nodes, which can affect their function. It can also affect the spleen, kidneys, heart, central nervous system, joints and tissues. It's unknown what causes it, but it's thought to be from the immune system overreacting when responding to an unknown substance, such as to chemicals, dust or infectious agents. So, there are many symptoms of sarcoidosis, some of the most common being persistent cough, nasal drip, fatigue, vomiting, blurred vision and other eye problems, shortness of breath, chest pain, irregular or rapid heartbeat, headaches, facial paralysis, swollen lymph nodes, skin issues, weight loss, fainting, and joint swelling. Sarcoidosis can cause organ damage. Symptoms can grow gradually and last for years, or appear suddenly and disappear quickly. Sarcoidosis is hard to diagnose because symptoms are not often present in early stages, and when they do appear, they look like other issues. Some people can have no symptoms at all and might not even know they've got it unless they have an X-ray, which is the main way of confirming the disease. Not making light of this at all, about 20 to 50 people out of every 100,000, so that's 500 per million, times six is about 300,000 people get sarcoidosis every year. And about 5 to 10% die from it. So, yeah, that's awful. That's sort of 15,000 people dying from sarcoidosis every year. There we go. If you'd never heard of it before, you will remember that the 29th of August is National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day. There we go. It's all happening on the show that goes like this. Celebrity birthdays to come relatively shortly. The big fake interview with Dua Lipa coming up after 7 o'clock. I'm excited by that. We'll also hear from Prediction Master and give you the results of the intense debate just before the end of the programme. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. I think we need to hear from Sir Elton.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Again to find I'm not the man they think I am.
find a place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Elton John and Rocket Man. Shall we have some celebrity birthdays? Let's go crazy. 29th of August. Who's celebrating today? Not that many people, and an awful lot of people, sadly, no longer with us. It was clearly a day for well-known people to be born. Anyway, Liam Payne is 30 today. Actor Elliot Gould is 85 today. Comedy legend Lenny Henry is 65 today. And Scotland men's football manager Steve Clark is 60 today. Of those, sadly no longer around, Michael Jackson would have been 65 today. Ingrid Bergman would have been 108 today. Richard Attenborough would have been 100 today. Charlie Parker would have been 103 today. And James Hunt would have been 76 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns to you. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you're having a lovely day into a lovely evening. And thank you for sharing it with me here on the Phoenix FM airwaves, phoenixfm.com or 98.0 in the area. If you have a smart speaker, of course, you can ask it to play Phoenix FM. If you want the video feed into the studio, you need to get to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat in the box on the side of the screen. Fabulous. So, well, time's getting close to my big fake interview tonight with Dua Lipa. I'm excited to be able to bring that to you pretty shortly. Maybe we can squeeze in a couple of tracks before then, though. And I haven't been giving the proper thanks to people that suggested tracks since Lenny Kravitz. We had Kenny Loggins and Danger Zone, courtesy of Graham Long. Thank you for that. Elton John's Rocket Man, courtesy of Mike Ritchie. And now, A track courtesy of friend of the show, Miss Nikki French. Thanks so much, Nikki, for suggesting the Motors and Airport.
So many places where the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggage, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so. I'd be much stronger. For the wheels are turning faster as I hear the wind that's blowing. I know that she is leaving on a jet plane without a runaway. I can't believe that she really knows me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
FM.
Motors and Airport. Going to try and squeeze in one more track before the big fake interview with Dua Lipa. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be exciting. In the meantime, for Alan and Julia in Lincolnshire, here's some classic Dean Martin. Remember all the tracks relating to the air traffic control furore over the last couple of days. Flying, whatever, soaring, being in the sky. To that end, here's Dean.
Volare, oh, 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 Let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, no wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veletto rapito. E incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, e chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su. Mentre molto pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh. No wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu dipinto di blu.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, that was Dean Martin and Volare for Alan and Julia in Lincolnshire. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your suggestion. Right now, though, it's time for me to mentally prepare myself to speak to one of the biggest stars on the planet, Dua Lipa, coming up on The Big Fake Interview.
The Big Fake Interview.
Well, here we are again on The Big Fake Interview, and I'm very excited to be here with Dua Lipa. Dua, you're here.
Yes.
Excellent. Glad we've established that. Now, some of the celebrities I've had on The Big Fake Interview haven't sounded amazingly enthusiastic. Are you going to be enthusiastic today?
Let's do it. Let's just go. Let's go.
Okay, we will. Now, your management have told me, in preparation for appearing on the show that goes like this, you've listened to over 20 of my previous shows. That's amazing. I mean, does that make you have any regrets?
I mean, I don't regret any of those shows, but there were moments where I felt definitely a bit run down.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's over 40 hours of wacky radio broadcasting you've listened to there, isn't it?
It was a lot.
Deep down, though, Dua, would you say you really, really enjoyed listening to my voice that much?
1,000%.
Well, thanks very much. I'm honoured. And how would you describe me after, you know, getting into my psyche, listening to all that back catalogue?
Smart.
Well, thanks very much. So what's more important to you then, a good intellect, good sense of humour, good physical appearance, or...
So I don't know what's better, actually.
I don't know if I'm reading too much between the lines here, Dua, but it does feel like you've been flirting with me for a little while here.
What? I'm not. I haven't. This is ridiculous.
Wow. Okay. I don't really know what to do now, how to proceed.
You just have to go with it. You just have to let it, you know, it's fine.
Okay. I mean, we could stop the recording. I'll put a song on and we could just talk about what's going on here, this sort of electricity.
I don't think so.
I'm really sorry. Unless I don't think so is actually some form of code. You know, I mean, we could keep communicating with each other via some sort of secret messages or whatever. I mean, would you like that, Dua?
Sometimes secret messages alluding to different things, or yeah, sometimes I do enjoy a little bit of code.
Okay, although it's not really a code if you just admit to it, is it? But anyway, Dua, thanks so much for this interview. We're going to have to bring it to a close there while I try and calm down ever so slightly. Just before we let you go, shall I give you a call after my show has finished tonight?
Yes, definitely.
In so many ways, Dua Lipa, thank you very much.
The Big Fake Interview.
She's taking her time making up the reasons to justify all the hurt inside. Guess she knows from the smiles and the look in their eyes. Everyone's got a theory about the bitter one. They're saying, Mama never loved her much, and Daddy never keeps in touch. That's why she shies away from human affection. But somewhere in a private place, she packs a bag for outer space. And now she's waiting for the right kind of pilot to come.
If you'll be Phoenix FM.
That was Savage Garden, To the Moon and Back, here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I'm Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. The intense debate still raging about the Spanish FA and the kiss and whether it was appropriate or not. Should Rubiales resign, yes or no? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, go to the profile, single click or tap to cast your vote. Currently, it's 50-50. Very, very interesting. People can't decide either way. 50-50 with all those votes that have trickled in throughout the show. Thanks to everybody that's got involved. If you feel strongly and you want that poll to go one way or another, just a handful of votes could swing it. So get yourself onto at Ben Sim Radio and cast your vote on Twitter. Right, fabulous. Plenty more tracks still to come throughout the show, and we've got to hear from Prediction Master. We'll have the results of the intense debate before I leave you at 8 o'clock, and also throughout this next hour, we're going to be looking at some of the most famous kisses throughout history. We're not going to dwell on air traffic control other than musically. If you've had your journey impacted by that, then we're very sorry for you and wish you can get to wherever you're going safely and securely. Right, this next track is being played for Mr. Ron Wilmot, who suggested it. Thanks, Ron. Paul McCartney and Wings are a band on the run.
Four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again like you, Mama.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Paul McCartney and Wings for Ron Wilmot. Thank you so much for suggesting it. It's still the show that goes like this. Almost couldn't say the name of my own show. It's still the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons, and you're still here on the Phoenix FM airwaves. Thank you very much. Phoenix 98 FM, if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Fabulous. Let's have another track. Then we'll look at some famous kisses in history. Before we even think about talking to Prediction Master. Okay, so what's coming next? Well, thanks to Bruce Stratton, it's this one from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Free as a Bird, Lynyrd Skynyrd there. Fantastic. Thanks to Bruce for selecting that one and putting it on social media in the run-up to the show. If you want to get in touch, Ben Simmons or Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Now, as promised, we're going to look at some iconic, famous kisses that have occurred throughout history. And I've done some exhaustive research to bring these to you. One, actually, surprisingly, was Donald and Melania Trump at the Republican convention in 2016, just before he stood to be president. And there was a sort of infamous moment where she was sort of trying to kiss him and he seemed to do an air kiss to her. And it was the body language was quite cold, lots of experts have said. Then you go back, if you're carrying on with presidents and wives of presidents, you go back to the 1980s and there's a photograph of Nancy Reagan kissing Mr. T, which was potentially controversial, but they struck up a friendship when he helped with her Just Say No drug prevention program in the 80s. Yes. Then, of course, if you're talking about pop culture and everyone going crazy about a kiss, the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards featured an iconic performance by Madonna, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. And then while Madonna was performing Hollywood, she leaned over and kissed Britney Spears. You've probably seen footage of that or a still image of that at some point. Yes, that was infamous. People have forgotten about this one, though. You think about the furore of what's going on now with the Spanish Football Association. Pretty sure if this happened now, there'd be a similar furore. But in 2003, upon being given his Best Actor Oscar, it was presented by Halle Berry. Adrian Brody went up on stage and with the adrenaline flowing, grabbed hold of Halle Berry and gave her a long and steamy kiss, which she described as terrifying. So, yeah, that's a little bit bizarre. then you think about other movie kisses. Will Ferrell and Sacha Baron Cohen had an awkward kiss in the film Talladega Nights and then tried to recreate it with similar awkwardness during an MTV Honor as well, and kissed for a very long amount of time. Yes, that was on the MTV Movie Awards as well. There are infamous artworks featuring kisses. Gustav Klimt's The Kiss, which was painted around the turn of the 19th century, or the 18th century, if you like, 1907, 1908. Klimt's picture depicts an embracing couple surrounded by regal gold robes. And then, of course, we have Auguste Rodin's sculpting The Kiss in 1182. It was originally entitled Francesca di Rimini, and depicts the embrace between the Italian noblewoman and her husband's younger brother, Paolo, who were lovers previously immortalised in Dante's Inferno. In the sculpting, the lovers' lips never actually meet, a fact that may have been due to the discovery of their illustrious affair by de Rimini's husband, who, not being happy with the betrayal by his family members, killed them both. It ended in tragedy. We'll have another track and then I'll tell you about the very first ever on-screen kiss. You may be surprised what year that occurred. In the meantime, here is your chance to rock out with the Foo Fighters. Don't worry about learning to kiss, just learn to fly instead.
Last one die. Phoenix FM.
Foo Fighters helping us all learn to fly there as we approach the final half hour, the final quarter of the show that goes like this tonight. Prediction Master coming shortly. Before that, though, I did say I would share with you details of the first ever on-screen kiss. I said you might be surprised in the year in which that occurred. It was 1896. May Irwin and John Rice became the first actors to ever kiss on film in a short movie titled The Kiss, predictably, by Thomas Edison. The kissing scene turned out to be so controversial and shocking to audiences that the Roman Catholic Church called for its censorship, stating, and obviously times change in 125 years, but stating the display of affection could lead others to do the same. And at the time, kissing in public could get you thrown in jail. Can you imagine that? PDAs. No, prison. But we were just kissing. No, you locked up. Prison. 1896 was definitely a different time. But yes, Thomas Edison's short film The Kiss, featuring May Irwin and John Rice, had the first ever on-screen kiss, and it happened in 1896. Now, kissing is usually quite pleasurable, unless you're a Spanish footballer, or Ikechai Tiranarat and Laksana Tiranarat, who shared the world's longest kiss, and featuring the Guinness Book of Records, 10 years ago, they kissed for a total of 58 hours, 35 minutes and 58 seconds. I wonder at what point it became not enjoyable anymore. To begin with, like, oh, this is a bit crazy. And then they're like, no, I'm over it now. I bet they didn't kiss each other after that for a long time. 58 hours. How did they eat? Did they go without food for 58 hours? Well, how do you go to the toilet kissing someone? Oh, I've upset myself thinking about it now. Let's all put that to bed. And let's have another track, after which we'll hear from Prediction Master. But firstly, flying-related music after air traffic control shenanigans in the last couple of days. Here are McFly.
It's all about,
it's
you.
About you.
It's all about you,
it's
baby.
All about
it's all about,
it's
you.
About you.
It's all about you.
Yesterday you asked me something I thought you knew, so I told you with a smile, it's all about you. Then you whispered in my ear and you told me to, said you made my life worthwhile, it's all about you.
Say three words like you used to do, dancing on the kitchen tiles, it's all about you.
Me
is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. You've got about 15 minutes left to vote on the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse on twitter.com. Yes, whatever else it's called, that's the website. Should Rubiales resign? Yes or no answer. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, go to the top of the profile, single click or tap to cast your vote. At the moment, 61% of votes say yes, 39% say no. So it's not been an easy decision to come to, but it looks at the moment like the yeses have it. At one point, it was 50-50. We've had some clear winners in recent weeks. This one, a little bit more difficult to decide. Should Rubiales resign? It looks like he's got an untenable position at the moment, but still doggedly refusing to go. Anyway, whatever you think is right or wrong in the situation, it's unfortunate for everybody concerned, I am sure. Right, we're trying to get about four or five more tracks into the show, plus Prediction Master as well. Should we have one more track then, Prediction Master? Let's do it. Let's have a track suggested independently by two people. I love it when that happens. Karen and Carolina. Bearing in mind, after air traffic control shenanigans, all our music is related to flying in some way or another. Thanks to Karen and Carolina. Here is John Denver.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back. I hate to go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Hmm.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
John Denver left on his jet plane, and now it's time for Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
I am coming to terms with the fact that the Prediction Master may have to change his name to the Prediction Apprentice fairly soon, because he hasn't got all his predictions right. And he got it back to level pegging 2-2, and then last week predicted the Champions League qualifier between Rangers and PSV Eindhoven at Ibrox would end in a win for PSV Eindhoven. It ended in a draw. Prediction Master was wrong. So Prediction Master currently 3-2 down in his predictions. So the problem with this for Prediction Master is you can't just do an easy prediction. You can't say there's going to be some rain in the next 3 days, or Manchester City are going to be victorious against Sheffield United. I say easy prediction, it nearly wasn't it? But anyway, you know, simple predictions are too easy. Prediction Master has to make slightly more difficult predictions, and therefore it's more satisfying when they're correct, more agonising when they're incorrect. Bearing that in mind, the US Open tennis competition has begun, and many people will be hoping for various outcomes of various matches. Prediction Master is saying, although he wishes Andy Murray all the very best and to go deep into the tournament, by this time next week, Andy Murray will no longer be in the US Open. That is the Prediction Master's prediction for this week. By this time next week, Andy Murray will no longer be in the US Open. Can Andy Murray prove the Prediction Master idiotic once again? You have to tune in next week to find out. Round about 7:30, Prediction Master will be back next week. It's all very, very fabulous. Let's have some more music, shall we? Let's have Curtis Mayfield.
Slum had a man Phoenix FM.
Curtis Mayfield and Superfly. So yeah, in case you just missed it, Prediction Master has said by this time next week, Andy Murray will no longer be in the US Open. If he proves Prediction Master wrong, I'll be very pleased for him and very delighted. Some may say that's a safe prediction, but you never know what's going to happen. He seems quite determined with this tournament. So, yes, absolutely fantastic. Well, still a few tracks to squeeze in. And, you know, we've still got the result of the intense debate to come. Should Rubiales resign? Yes or no? If you want to get a last minute vote in, you've got about 2 or 3 minutes to do so. At Bensim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote. Go to the top of the profile. That's where the poll is located. Right, can I get 3 tracks in and start the entire show in the next 14 minutes? I think I can. And of course, stick around after me because Rob Harvey is in the building. Synth City happens from 8 until 10 on a Tuesday night. Always fantastic. Keep it here. 98.0 on the FM dial if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And right now, with a flyby, here's Blue.
All dressed up, you're good to go. Checking your style from head to toe.
That's right.
Hooked up and natural. You're feeling beautiful.
9 times out of 10, you know. Late night club like a video. With the hot stuff, the top stuff. Yo, we got stuff. Whoa, whoa. What a night. So far. Pulling up curbside in your car. What a sight.
Slow. We got until tomorrow.
UK style, UK flow. We got you hot like
whoa.
With the hot stuff, with the top stuff. Yo, we got stuff.
Whoa, whoa.
What a night. So far. Curling up curbside in your car. What a sight.
On a fat track, keep your feather in the corner with a starter cap. Show him how to act. Show me love where you at.
Why the night so far, pulling up curbside in your car. What a sight you are. Think I know somewhere we can park.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Blue and Flyby, not quite the penultimate track of the show, all being well, into the final 10 minutes. And the final results are in of tonight's intense debate, the poll that was raging on Twitter. Should Rubiales resign, the leader of the Spanish FA, caused the furore kissing Jenny Hermoso after the Women's World Cup final? And 61% of voters still say yes, 39% say no. So that is a definite yes then. We got there eventually, although it wasn't a clear-cut vote. Quite a few people saying no. Thank you to everybody that got involved and voted. On that poll, there'll be another intense debate raging on the show that goes like this here next week. So don't forget to tune in for that one. Right, a couple more tracks to go. We've got to sum up the entire show. It's all very fabulous. What's going to come up now? Well, on Lemon Juice Day and National Swiss Wine Lovers Day, National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day, and of course, all throughout August, National Eat Dessert First Month. Ridiculous. There was no real music that was appropriate for any of those. Hence asking you, lovely Leg End listeners, for all tracks that link to the world of air traffic control and flying. To that end, with the very simply entitled Up, here are the Saturdays.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this has been the show that goes like this once again. One track left to play us out. What a great show. Thank you so much to everybody that's got involved tonight. Anybody that suggested tracks, the likes of Ledenton, Chai, Chris Grantham, Nigel Hake, Ellie from Beckles. We had Karen, Carolina, Charlie James, Bruce Stratton. Ron Wilmot, Mike Ritchie, Nikki French got in touch. Brilliant. And, yeah, we heard from Scott Fish on the Spanish FA kissing debacle. Whether he's gone about researching that in the right way, I'll leave you to decide. The big fake interview with Dua Lipa all got a bit flirty. That was enjoyable for me. And Prediction Master predicting that Andy Murray will not be in the US Open by this time next week. Still licking his wounds after last week's incorrect prediction that Rangers would lose to PSV Eindhoven in the Champions League qualifier at Ibrox. It ended up a draw. And then we put it to you, lovely Legend listeners, to vote on the Spanish FA furore. Should Jose Rubiales resign, yes or no? More people voting yes than no at the end of that one. Well, thank you for tuning in. It's been fabulous. We need a track to play us out. I started with a tongue-in-cheek track from Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, bearing in mind the serious nature of the allegations and the incident. I'm going to play out with another tongue-in-cheek track. See you next time.
You don't have to.